Hello, and welcome to the Death Penalty Information Center's podcast. In this edition, we'll be discussing clemency. The power to grant clemency, typically a reduction of an inmate sentence, has a long history in the criminal justice system. In many systems of government, this ability to bestow mercy has been vested in the executive branch, a practice that continues in the American legal system. Governors are usually the officials who grant commutations, and the president can only do so in federal death penalty cases. In capital cases, the clemency often involves the commutation of a death sentence to life without the possibility of parole. In some states, the governor has unconditional clemency power, while in other states, that power may be shared with a board of pardon and parole. Clemencies can be granted for a variety of reasons: doubts about guilt, rehabilitation of the prisoner, mental disabilities, or concerns about the legal process. Death row inmates typically apply for clemency after their normal appeals have been rejected. Clemency is outside the appeals process, and if it's denied, an inmate has little recourse to pursue the matter further. Nevertheless, the U.S. Supreme Court has said clemency is a fail-safe process to protect the innocent. In death penalty cases, clemency is sometimes granted to correct for the inequity in sentencing among equally culpable co-defendants. For example, the first clemency since the death penalty was reinstated in 1976 was for Georgia prisoner Charles Harris Hill in 1977. Although Hill was involved in a crime that resulted in a death, the actual killer, his co-defendant, had received a life sentence. Rehabilitation of the inmate while on death row can also be a factor, as was the case with William Moore, who was granted a commutation in 1990 in Georgia because of an exemplary prison record and his repentance. In other cases, the mental state of the prisoner can be important. Bobby Shaw was granted clemency by Missouri Governor Mel Carnahan in 1993. The governor said he had little doubt that Shaw was mentally retarded and suffered from mental illnesses, facts not brought before the jury during the original trial. To date, the only federal death row clemency in modern times was the 2001 commutation of David Ronald Chandler by President Bill Clinton just before his leaving office. The principal witness in the case had changed his testimony, casting doubt on Chandler's guilt. Presidents can only intervene in federal cases. Clemency is a rarity in the death penalty system in the United States. Although 245 death row inmates have been granted clemency, 172 of them were from Illinois. In 2003, Governor George Ryan granted clemency to all 171 death row prisoners, following a period in which 13 death row inmates had been exonerated of all charges. Ryan believed the system could not be relied upon to determine life and death, given that so many errors had occurred in determining guilt. Blanket commutations were also granted in 1986 in New Mexico by Governor Tony Anaya, who commuted all five men on death row due to his personal opposition to the death penalty, and by New Jersey Governor John Corzine just before signing the bill that abolished the death penalty in 2007. Additionally, eight death row prisoners were granted clemency in 1991 by Ohio Governor Richard Celeste, who cited a disturbing racial pattern in death sentencing. Excluding blanket commutations by a governor, the number of clemencies per year has been typically low, with an average of 1.6 clemencies per year since 1977. A few inmates who were granted clemency were later exonerated of their crimes. For example, in 1994, Earl Washington was originally given clemency by Virginia Governor Douglas Wilder, as doubts arose about his guilt. Washington was mentally retarded, and he gave a faulty confession to police. Later, in 2000, he was given an absolute pardon by Governor Jim Gilmore, as DNA evidence conclusively proved Washington had not been guilty of the crime that sent him to death row. In conclusion, clemency is necessary because human systems, including the criminal justice system, are susceptible to error. Even when operating correctly, punishments can be too harsh in light of new information about the crime or the criminal. But clemency is usually dependent on the discretion of a single individual, and is no substitute for a fair trial and a rigorous appeal. For further information about clemency and other issues, visit deathpenaltyinfo.org.